Welcome to the Mindset, Magic, and Manifestation podcast. I'm your host, Michaela, from MichaelaJ.com. I'm a manifestation mindset coach and blogger. If you're ready to dive in deep, get real AF about your beliefs, and manifest the life of your dreams, then you're in the right place. I'm dishing out everything you need to go from broke to bougie, first class to world class. If your hashtag life goals involve luxury, travel, and being the boss of your own life, then get ready to embrace your mindset, magic, and manifestation powers. Let's do this. Hey guys, what's up? And welcome back to the Mindset, Magic, and Manifestation podcast with your girl. It is I, Michaela J, here to teach you how to manifest your next level luxe life. Let's get into it. I'm so excited about today's episode for so many different reasons. I'm really excited about our sponsor. I'm really excited about the life update, and I'm so pumped to dive into all of these questions. This episode was inspired by this weekend. I had actually put up a little question sticker on my Instagram story, and I got flooded with questions. And I was like, oh my God, we're just going to do a Q&A episode on the podcast because they were all really great questions that I want everyone to be able to see and hear. There's lots of questions about manifesting and a lot of questions about business and working for yourself and getting motivated and taking action. So I think everybody's going to get a little something out of this. But before we dive in, I have the most exciting news for our sponsor for this week. My signature spiritual business program, Conscious Creator, is opening its doors once again. I love this program with my whole heart. What we do is we walk through all of the spiritual dimensions of consciousness and we grow, we launch, grow, and scale your business alongside it. I love this program because it was divinely downloaded to me one day on a walk when I was still living in Nebraska. I remember I just heard the words Conscious Creator pop into my head and I was like, oh, what is that? And then I didn't get any downloads for what the details would be for like 2-3 weeks. And I remember just thinking to myself, Conscious Creator, Conscious Creator, Conscious Creator, what the heck is this going to be? Until I finally got the download from the universe, what it in fact was going to be. And that was the Spiritual Business Program. So this is for anybody who has a business, you want to launch a business, you want to be a content creator, you want to be an influencer. It's going to apply to all of that. And it's super fucking magical because you're ascending your own consciousness while building out your business. And so we are reopening the doors for a brand new round. I'm so, so excited. We are adding a brand new module this round. It's just going to be so epic. You guys can slide in through the link in the show notes. The link's also going to be in my Instagram bio. And the program is on pre-sale right now. Now, I can't tell you how long it's going to be on pre-sale for because that goes to my life update. My life update is I have been working diligently on this secret documentary, and the documentary is actually going to be tied with Conscious Creator, which I'm so pumped about. So the program's going to be on pre-sale until the documentary launches. So if I were you, I would get your booty in now. You have the sales page, has all of the information, breakdowns of the modules, pricing, payment plans, all the things. I'm so excited. My clients rave about this program. It's such a good one. So like I said, if you are interested in Conscious Creator, just check the link in the show notes or check the link in my bio on Instagram at the Michaela J. So for our life update, let's dive into that a little bit more. I've been working on this documentary and I'm really excited to report to you that I am actually recording this live in Paris right now. Yep, I am in France, baby. I'm looking out the window and I'm seeing all these beautiful ancient buildings. If I go on my balcony and I look to my right, I have a 100% view of the Eiffel Tower. It is pretty fucking magical. I am here to be filming for the documentary and it's just been so magical. Do some shopping, all the things. I cannot wait for you guys to get your hands on this documentary. It's going to be so epic. So that's my fun life update. 15 hours of travel, and your girl got to sip on a really great latte this morning. So happy. Okay, let's dive into our Q&A this week. So our first question is all about decision making. I was asked, when you manifest multiple amazing things and you now have options, how do you know what to pick? And I love this because, girl, your manifestation powers are on fleek. If you are attracting multiple things, what an amazing problem to have. We love that. When I am faced with making multiple decisions or I have multiple options and I need to pick one, I always ask myself, which one would my next level self choose or what fits best with my vision? I do this all the time with food options. I'll be like, oh my gosh, I'm like craving this, 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 and that. And I will literally ask myself, which one of these would my next level self eat? I want you to think about that with everything. Another great example of this is like you've applied for multiple jobs and maybe you got offers from all of them. Which one would your next level self choose? Which one feels more empowering? Which one has more growth potential? Which one has more opportunity, more freedom, more flexibility? Whatever is the most important to you. And that ties into your long-term vision as well, because it's like if you have this vision for your life where you're traveling and you're going on trips with your friends and you are shopping on a bougie budget, which job is offering you the most paid time off? Which job is offering you the most money? Which job gives you the most flexibility, right? And so you're really going to align with the correct, well, there's not really a correct decision, but the best decision for you when you tap into what would my next level self choose and what aligns with where I am going. And I do this all the time in my business. It's like, okay, what program do I want to launch next? Well, which one aligns with my next level self right now? What are the things that I've been working on recently that I could maybe add a module to? So one thing that really inspired me to launch Conscious Creator again is I redid the entire format of my business of like literally the day-to-day, what I do every single day, which is something I'm going to be diving into inside of Conscious Creator. And I'm like, oh wow, I've been rerouting my whole business, pulling out all of the weeds, replanting everything. It's the most aligned for me to launch that program next. Okay. So when you are faced with multiple decisions, you've manifested all the options, ask yourself, what would my next level self choose? What's aligned with her right now? And which one aligns best with my vision? Our next question has to do with business. And I was asked, what is one piece of advice for your first year in business? And I think the most important thing that you need to remember in your first year is to keep going when nobody fucking cares, okay? Oh my goodness. When I started my business, I had maybe 1,000 followers on Instagram. Maybe, I don't even know, maybe 900. And the very first month I launched my podcast, I had 30 downloads. Now my podcast is in the top 100 in the education sector and I have over 10K on Instagram and it's been 3 years and it's been the most amazing process of my life. But at the beginning, nobody gave a fuck. Like my friends didn't care, family didn't care, nobody cared. But I just kept going anyways. And the first year in business, you're going to go through really high highs and really low lows and nights where you're so inspired. So you're creating at all hours of the day and the months where you're like, oh my God, is this even working? No one cares. It's like you just have to remember to keep going. And this is why I harp on having a huge vision all the time of coming back to your vision, coming back to your vision, coming back to your vision, because that's what's going to drive you when you feel like nobody cares, when you feel like it's not working, when you feel like, you know what, I'm over it, I'm not going to do it anymore. It's not always going to be easy, but it's very simple if you just keep going. Okay. So that's my mindset thing is keep going even when it feels like nobody cares. Cause I promise you there are people out there who care and who need to hear what you have to say or need the service that you are providing and want to have you in their lives. Imagine if I had quit my podcast the first month because I had 5 downloads on an episode. Like we would not be here. And I get messages from you guys every day about how much the podcast has changed your life. And that makes my heart sing because I remember the days when I didn't want to do it because I thought nobody cared. So keep going on a mindset side. On the other half of that, on like a more tactical business side, in your first year of business, I want you to just be throwing out massive, massive, massive amounts of value. Give it all. Give it your all. Give it your best every single day. And when you create that momentum of bringing value to the table every single day, it becomes a habit. And then people look to you because they're like, oh yeah, I know every single day she's bringing a tip or a recommendation or something that's going to change my life or a reminder I need to do my rituals. And you become their go-to person and you become the expert and people start to know you for the thing you talk about. So strategically, that's going to help you grow. And coupling those together, think about that. If you're showing up every single day with really great value for people and you're in this mindset of it feels like nobody's listening right now, but I'm just going to keep going, I'm going to keep going, I'm going to keep going. That's exactly how you get people to care. That's how you get people's attention and get people to listen. It's because you're being really consistent and then they look at you like, oh, this isn't just some thing she's doing. Like she's doing the damn thing. right? Like there's so many people online who will post TikToks for like a month and then fall off, or they'll post like on Instagram super strategic or super consistently for a month and then they fall off, or they put in the work and then they're like, nah, never mind, it's not working. Oh, I didn't make 10K in the first month, I'm done, right? Like you have to show that you are a force to be reckoned with, that you are super consistent, and then you're backing that with your value, your expertise. That's what makes people care, and that's what makes you grow your business. So those are my two pieces of advice for your first year. Okay, what's one tip to get into alignment daily? My best tip for daily alignment is moving your body. Now, you guys know I love, love, love health and fitness, but I'm not just talking about working out. Like this could be a breath work. Like that's movement in your body. This could be going for a walk. This could be a stretch. Yoga, this could be dancing in your room to music super loud, like not even learning dance choreography, but just dancing around, jumping on your bed, having a workout, of course that's included, going out dancing, moving your body every single day is so important with the intention of moving yourself into alignment, because you're basically shaking away any old energies that you don't want in your body anymore. And for me, I love to work out like with my trainer because I'm sweating away any stagnant energy. I'm sweating away any stagnant emotions, and that just always shifts my mood. And I've heard people talk about that. Your body is the physical manifestation of your subconscious mind. So if we can move our body, think about the beliefs you're going to be moving in your subconscious. And Tony Robbins talks about this a bit, that like the sweet spot for, so I don't know, maybe manifesting or I don't know, achieving your dreams is like getting your mind, body, and soul all on the same page. So mind would be like your beliefs, like what's the goal, like eyes on the prize, soul would be the feelings, and then your body starting to feel that way. And so this is why I love having my mini trampoline in my room or in my office, just somewhere in my apartment, because I will think of like a goal or an affirmation, and I will jump on my trampoline repeating that affirmation and getting super excited about it and feeling it and then shifting that energy with my body. And that is super powerful. So my number one daily tip for getting in alignment is moving your body in some way, shape, or form, because that's going to help your body get on board with your mind and your soul. And that's oftentimes the missing piece in people's vibration, right? It's like the body's vibration is not matching the actual manifestation. And you need to be a full energetic match to receive your desires, because it's like if the body isn't on that vibration, your body's not going to know how to handle it. And the universe will never give you something you can't handle. So it will like hold back the results so it doesn't stress you out or put you in a panic or overwhelm you, right? So move your body. Moral of the story. Okay, the next thing we're talking about, our next question is, will the universe give you something you're manifesting if it's not good for you? I love this question. So the universe gives us what is for the good of all, what is for your highest good, but it also gives us what we are a vibrational match for. So sometimes we're manifesting things that aren't good for us, and it does come into our life. So let's say you're like manifesting an ex who is not good for you, but they do end up coming back because you're on that vibrational level. You're supposed to grow and learn from that. Now, if you are above that vibration of something that's not good for you, it's not going to come into your life because that's not for the highest good of all. If you're on that vibration, and it comes back into your life, or it comes into your life, something new that's not good for you, you're meant to learn and grow from it. Now, I love knowing this and reminding myself of this often, because when you're going through something or you're like, oh, I just wish this had never even happened, or I wish this person didn't even come into my life, whatever it may be, the fastest way to shift the situation is asking yourself, what's the lesson here? What am I meant to learn? Because that's the only reason why it would be there. And it's like you have to learn that lesson, and then you're going to start to upgrade your vibration, because maybe now you have a new standard. Maybe you're more self-aware. Maybe you erase a toxic pattern. You overcame a limiting belief from it, and then you move on. So if you're manifesting something, first of all, don't manifest something that you know consciously isn't good for you, right? Like your shitty ex-boyfriend or ex-girlfriend. If they were horrible, don't manifest them back. I don't care that you miss them. Yeah, it sucks. We all go through that. But if they're not good for you, they're not good for you, okay? And remember that. Actually, in a book that I read about like love and intimacy, they were like, after you go through a breakup, write down all the reasons why you broke up so you can remind yourself of that, since our brains will instantly go back to all of the good memories we had with them. All right, so something that is not good for you, don't consciously be manifesting that. But if it does pop into your life, ask yourself, what is the lesson I am meant to learn here? Because like I said, let's talk about the highest good for all thing. It's like the universe is only going to bring you the highest good for all, whether that's the lesson or a next level manifestation of yours, because the higher your vibration is, the more the universe expands. And so everybody benefits for the highest good of all, obviously, hence why it's called that. Okay, our next question was how to manifest a healthy romantic relationship. And personally, I think the most important thing to do when you are manifesting this is you need to be in a healthy romantic relationship with yourself first. You will always attract what you are. Like attracts like, basic law of attraction. So are you in a healthy relationship with yourself? Are you taking yourself on romantic dates? Are you getting to know you on an intimate level? Like, how do you treat yourself? Do you have healthy inner dialogue? Do you have healthy communication with yourself? I think it's super important to get clear on what a healthy romantic relationship looks like first, and then ask yourself, how can I be that for me? Like I said, take yourself out on dates. Have a little special self-care night that you would want someone to set up for you. Like, I always see those pictures on Pinterest and like TikToks of like somebody's boyfriend or girlfriend renting a hotel room and like drawing a bath, and there's flower petals everywhere and like balloons and presents. Like, you can do that shit for yourself. And that also creates a super high standard for the type of partner that you want in your life. It's like, oh damn, like she or he treats themselves this way, then like, oh my God, okay, well, I need to treat him or her like a prince or princess, right? So then we start to attract a very high level person. I would get really, really good at communication, because if you want a healthy relationship, you have to be talking about things. Like, that is just going to be a huge priority. I've talked to a lot of people who have been in long-term relationships, and I've read a lot of books now about it, and communication is always the thing that it comes back to. So learn how to communicate effectively and in a healthy way and in a non-attacking way. Communicate with yourself, be forgiving and loving towards yourself, and build that relationship with you first. That's how you're going to start to be in those vibrations. Plus, one benefit of all of this is like you start to fill up your own cup, right? So I think a lot of times we get into relationships because we want attention, or people like want to have sex, or they want to be taken on dates, or they just don't want to go places alone, right? And you know, of course, you like catch feelings from people, but where a lot of times people are looking to have something filled, a hole filled in your life. Now, what if you filled that hole yourself? You took yourself out on dates. You treated yourself like a goddamn princess. Like, you bought yourself stuff. You went on those solo trips and you felt like a bad bitch for doing it. You wouldn't need anybody. So then it's just a desire. And that's always where we want to get with our manifestation journey, is getting into this place of there's no need. You don't need more money. You don't need more clothes. It's like you just desire that next level of expansion. You desire love. You desire a partner. You desire the handbag. You desire the next level of income. You desire the new goals, blah, 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 blah. The more we can eliminate the lack-based things and the needs that need to be met, the easier that's going to be. Right. And then people are just attracted to other people. High level people are attracted to high level people who have their shit together. So it's like, take care of your shit, be on top of your game, and that's just going to start to naturally flow to you. Then you're going to be like your total best self when they come into your life as well. And I think that's always where we want to be, is like putting our best foot forward. So that is my advice on manifesting a healthy relationship. Switching gears back into a business question, somebody asked me how to find out what tasks will lead you in the right direction with business. Now, there's a couple of things that you need to touch base with here. First and foremost is going to be sales, like how you're making money. So what tasks are actually generating your income, right? So is it selling on Instagram stories? Is it doing a live video? Is it sending an email? Is it putting, you know, finishing your launch page, like your sales page, and putting that out there? Do you do personal outreach? How are you actually making money in your business? What are those tasks? And you should be doing that every single day. I always tell my clients, your only job is to tell the people how they can pay you, right? Like, obviously for the service that you're providing or the product that you're providing, but how do people pay you? So let's say you have an online clothing boutique. That would be like posting on Instagram stories about your clothes, doing an Instagram post. Maybe you have a Facebook page. Maybe you're going to do like an Instagram reel showing your new arrivals, and the call to action is leading people to your website. So those are going to be your daily actions for sales. The next thing that's important is growth. So for me, that looks like all my social media platforms. Like, daily tasks are going to be posting on Instagram, Instagram stories. You might be on TikTok, maybe Facebook, Pinterest every single day. Like, what needs to happen for your continued growth on social medias? That is super important. And then the last thing is just like planning out what you're actually doing for work. So what is part of your business? Are you a graphic designer, a web designer, a clothing designer? Are you a coach, mentor? Are you a content creator? So it's like your day-to-day is going to depend on that. If you're a content creator, that would be mapping out like when you're filming a YouTube video or when you're recording a podcast. If you're batch recording TikToks, if you're a coach, it's planning out your programs, your live videos, when you're getting on calls with clients. If you're a web designer or graphic designer, it's carving out times. So you're actually going to work on your edits and different things and coding. So it's like the directions that are going to lead you, or the tasks that will lead you in the right direction, is selling every single day. What are you actually doing to sell? Do that every single day. Make a list of them. You can rotate them. They can be different every day, but make sure you're doing that. How are you going to grow your business? So for me, that's with a lot of social media. For some people, maybe that's networking, maybe that's getting referrals, whatever that might be. And then the actual, like, what are you doing in your business? What are you providing for people working on that? So I hope that gives you some direction and is helpful with figuring it out. It's obviously going to be different for every single business model. And this is something that I help my clients with inside of Conscious Creator, where you could tell me about your business model. And then we would map out what are those tasks that you need to be doing every single day to be moving the needle forward. And then our next question is, what inspired me to work for myself? So on the business topic, what inspired me to work for myself? Well, funny story, I've been fired from every job I've ever had, except for Victoria's Secret, because with Victoria's Secret, I left for college and I moved out of my town. But I am not a good employee. I don't take directions well. I like to do my own thing. But what actually inspired me to launch my business was just kind of this, it felt like a moral obligation. And a lot of you have heard my story, but if you haven't, I had a spiritual awakening in the summer of 2017. And then I went through my whole spiritual journey for about 9 months, learning about reprogramming my mindset, learning about manifesting, really mastering my own process for manifestation and diving deeper into my spiritual connection. And after about 9 months, I remember waking up one day and looking in the mirror and just being like, holy fuck, like my whole life has changed. I am a completely different person. Like, this is absolutely crazy. And I remember thinking to myself, if I can change my shitty life, I could change somebody else's. I could help anybody. I remember literally thinking that, like, if I can change my life, I can change anybody's. And I felt obligated to share everything that I had learned. So I started putting together my first program, which is the Mindset Magic and Manifestation Method that I still run to this day, about reprogramming your mindset and mastering manifestation. I can link that for you guys in the show notes if you're interested. And I started creating content around manifesting and ended up launching my business that way. So for me, it wasn't so much of like, I must work for myself. It was more of like, I have to teach this. Like, I live, breathe this. I have to share it with people. And I remember like one specific feeling that I used to get before my spiritual awakening. I used to get so angry at the world and at people and at my life circumstances. And I was just in such victimhood mindset, but I just get so angry. My bones would hurt. I would be like physically angry to my core. And I cannot describe the feeling any other way than that. And it's the worst feeling. And I remember thinking to myself, I never, ever want anybody to feel that way like I did, because it was so terrible. And I have only felt that way probably like once or twice since then. And I know exactly how to shift it every single time it happens. And that is so major to me, because that used to happen to me all the time. Like, a daily or weekly basis. And for that to only have happened two times since in the last like 4.5 years is crazy of being on this journey. So what inspired me to work for myself, or more so launch my business, was an obligation to change lives in the same way that I changed mine. Okay, I love the next question because it's all about how to stay high vibe when you are hungover and suffering. And I really want to talk about this and my thoughts about drinking and spirituality and all of that, because I'm sure most of you know I do drink. I go through sober periods when I'm doing different phases of the 75 Hard program, and I've just learned so much about spirituality, myself, sobriety, drinking, and everything in between that we will have to do a full episode if that's something you guys are interested in. You'll have to let me know in the Instagram DMs if we should chat about it. But how to stay high vibe when hungover. I feel like I have really mastered this because I had just finished the last phase of the 75 Hard program a couple of weeks ago. And after I do a sober spell like that and I go drink, my hangovers are horrible because I haven't had alcohol in quite a while. And so my tolerance levels are different and whatever. I think the best way to stay high vibe when you're hungover is giving yourself space to just clear out all the energy. So those days I love to sleep in and let my body rest. Like we talked about earlier in this episode, your body is the manifestation of your subconscious. So you need to take good care of it. I chug water. I sleep a lot. I take a hot shower and I pamper myself. So whether that is doing like a face mask, or I will like shave my legs and put on lotion and then put on like fuzzy socks, like whatever I need to do, I take care of my physical human body and I eat a really nutritious meal. Food and vibrations are very, very connected because everything in this universe has vibration, obviously. And food, everything you put in your body has its own vibe. And so obviously foods that come straight from earth, like your fruits and vegetables, they're going to have the highest vibrations. And you guys can look up food vibrations like on Google, and there's different charts and things. Anything that's more processed is going to have a lower vibration. And so it's important that when you're hungover to be fueling your body with the high vibe foods. And then the self-care is just going to help create that relaxed atmosphere. And then giving yourself space to just rest and like lounge around. I will journal. I'll watch Netflix. Usually on these days, I will do like catch-up phone calls with like my mom and my best friend Caleb and anybody who wants to like FaceTime, because I'm like, I know I'm just going to be laying in bed. I'm suffering a little bit. I ate a good meal. I had a hot shower. Now let's talk to some people that really raise my vibe. And that's kind of my cure, honestly. Like, I just think all of that creates the perfect environment for you to pick yourself back up. But I do want to mention with staying high vibe is that you can still be calling in your vibrations even when you're you can still be calling in your manifestations when you're having an off day. Like, let's say you get sick. It's not like a, oh my God, I'm sick, I need to be high vibe right now, or, you know, the money I'm manifesting isn't coming in. That's not what it's going to be. Your manifestations come in based off of your habitual vibration. So the vibration you play in most often. One hangover a month or whatever is not going to fuck up the manifestation process for you. Yes, we should always strive to be in a high vibe, and that's going to create the best, like most cushy environment for our manifestations, obviously. But if you have one day where you're hungover in bed, or a couple days where you're sick, or just an off day when you're not feeling it, you had a shitty 5 minutes, whatever, it's not going to ruin it. Okay. Just always ask yourself, how can I shift the energy? How can I move my energy? How can I change my energy? When I have hangovers too, obviously the last thing I want to do is like fucking go work out. So you might do stretches in bed. I'm not going to jump on my trampoline because I don't want to throw up, but I might go for a walk or something, some way to move my body. Okay. And this goes perfectly into the next question. Somebody asked, how quote unquote normal for you has it become to easily shift energy? And how long did it take for me to get this way? Now, it's very easy for me to shift my energy because I have been doing this work, like this spiritual work, like I said, for about 4.5 years now. And it's funny we're talking about this and I'm in France, because my spiritual journey started when I studied abroad in France. So like full circle moment, how cute. But it's taken me, I don't know, I feel like once I got into the spiritual world, after a year or so, it was very easy for me to start to shift my energy because I was super aware of what needed to happen. And what I mean by that is that I was able to recognize when I needed to shift my energy, and I always knew what needed to happen next, whether that was me go for a walk, have a workout, have a drink of water and do some breathing, a quick meditation, journal out my thoughts, rant it away on the phone, right? Like I always knew what was the next step in shifting my energy. Now, the reason why I could so quickly and easily shift after just a year is because I'm massively, massively self-aware and I absolutely refuse to sit in victimhood mode. So the second that I would notice an icky vibe or a shitty 5 minutes or something that's frustrating me, I instantly knew it was time to shift. This is the difference. A lot of people will notice that and they'll kind of sulk around. Why me? They'll whine about it for a bit, right? Like I said, I will like ramble and rant it all off, but a lot of people just want to sit in that and they're not doing anything productive. I, on the other hand, notice things and I take action to move that energy right away. And this is a part of a philosophy I have for my life. It's like the faster that I move, the faster I move my energy, the faster I get things done, the faster I'm on the go, the faster my manifestations are going to move and come into my life because it's just following the momentum that I am creating. So if you have these massive goals and dreams that you're calling into your life that you're manifesting, you need to move at a massive speed. And shifting through your shit is going to be the same way. So I, like I said, after about a year when I really had all the tools under my belt that I knew worked best for me that I had played around with, it started to become very easy because I always knew what I needed to do. It was very simple. Sorry, it wasn't always easy because it's easy to continue to sulk and it's easy to ignore it and be like, I know what I need to do, but I just don't want to do it right now, whatever. But it was very simple. And those thoughts of like, oh, when you're in a bad mood, for me, I instantly think, okay, I need to journal this out. And then my shadow is like, oh, I don't want to journal. Like the last thing I want to do right now is write. Like I don't want to write about this. I want to be mad. This person made me mad. He did something I didn't like. I'm irritated about this. You know, we get so resistant, but I don't listen to that. I say, fuck you, shadow. And I go and I grab my journal or I go have a quick meditation or I grab another coffee and I go for a walk, whatever it is. So that is what I would say for how quickly I can shift my energy and how long it took me to get there. We have one question left, and I think it's the perfect one to end this episode on, and it is what to do when it feels like your manifestation isn't coming. Now, there are a couple things I have to say with this. We're going to talk about some shadow work. We're going to talk about some mindset stuff, and we're going to talk about some action. So let's start with the shadow work. The very first thing that I do when I'm in this phase, or not phase, but when I get into a vibe of feeling like it's not happening, it's not coming, is I dive straight into shadow work because that is shadow. That's you looking at the present reality and saying, this present reality isn't what I want, so it's not happening. And that's kind of like a pouty little kid. I want candy, but I don't have candy right now. Wah, wah, you know, shadow. And so what I do for this kind of shadow work is I look at where there could be like leaky energy. Is there a part of me that doesn't feel I deserve it? Is there a part of me that doesn't feel worthy? Is there a part of me that doesn't want it? Is there a part of me that's sabotaging the results? And really looking inward to make sure that my vibration is super solid to receive the manifestation. And I have an episode, I think it's episode 113, all about shadow work that you can listen to for that. Now, with the mindset side of it, when you feel like your manifestation isn't coming, I would challenge you to look at what are you focusing on? And we did a Friday episode about this, a little quick one. But when we are like in between, when we are waiting, a lot of times we're so focused on the waiting, we end up prolonging the process because we're just manifesting more of waiting by focusing on the waiting. So I want you to shift your energy into the energy of having. Like, what if it was here right now? It happened. You did it. It's done. It's manifested. It's in your life. Like focus on that and how happy you will be. When I was manifesting the money to get my Tesla in 2019, the whole week that I had to like come up with literally like 10 grand in 7 days, the whole week, the only image that was playing in my mind was me being handed the keys and sitting in my car for the very first time and signing the paperwork and being there and having it. The end result is where I want your energy to be. So like I said, a lot of times when we're in waiting, we're focusing on the waiting and the where is it and why isn't it here and freaking out, it's not happening. Put your energy in the end result, and I promise you that's going to shift the speed of the manifestation. Now, the last thing I want to say on this is action. What do you know to do to make this happen? What action steps are in your power? So for me, with like the 10K in 7 days manifesting my Tesla, what was in my power was continuing to serve my clients, was continuing to sell in my business. It was looking for loan options at different, like a different kind of finance terms. It was asking people if they could co-sign so then I wouldn't have to pay all that money up front, right? I exhausted all of my options until it dropped in. So a lot of times I think we're not always taking all the action we know that we could be, and we kind of write it off and we're like, oh, well, I don't want to hustle. I don't want to work too hard. Or like, we're just being fucking lazy. It's like, what is everything that you can do in your power to make this happen? Because when you do everything in your power, you feel like you really gave it your best shot. And that's when you're going to feel the most certain. You cleared out all of the shadow energy. Your mindset is on the end result. Your head is in the game. You showed the fuck up and you did the work. The most logical thing now would be to receive your manifestation, and that's going to shift the whole process for you. Okay? Wow, so many things we covered in this. We have covered so much on business and alignment and energy. We even touched on relationships for a bit. I love this so much. Q&A episodes are super fun. If you guys want to be able to submit a question for our next Q&A episode, make sure you're following me over on Instagram. I'm at @TheMichaelaJ. While you're over there, don't forget to share a screenshot that you're listening to the pod. I love seeing who tunes in every single week. Give me a little tag. And if you guys are interested in joining us for the pre-sale of Conscious Creator, don't forget to check the link in my bio or in the show notes. I love you all. I will talk to you soon. Have a fabulous day.
Thanks for diving in and getting your daily dose of personal development with the Mindset, Magic, and Manifestation podcast. If you loved this episode, leave a rate and review on iTunes. For notes, details, and more information, check out michaelaj.com. See you next week.